Good evening. I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. An Alaska lawmaker who was accused by several women of inappropriate behavior is resigning. Staff for State Representative Dean Westlake hand-delivered his resignation letter to the House Speaker's office on Friday. Westlake is a Democrat from Kotzebue. The letter comes 3 days after Westlake said he would not resign. The pressure mounted on the freshman representative after a growing number of women came forward claiming that Westlake acted inappropriately or made them feel uncomfortable. Westlake's letter thanked the women who came forward and he apologized. One woman said she was grabbed in the buttocks. There was also complaints about lingering hugs and inappropriate comments. Two of Alaska's three members of Congress offered guarded support for Thursday's 3-2 decision by the Federal Communications Commission to repeal Obama-era net neutrality rules. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan said he supports efforts to pursue bipartisan legislation to ensure that protections against discriminatory practices, such as blocking certain websites by internet providers, are coded into law. He said, "The FCC's actions, which appropriately return regulatory authority of the internet back to the Federal Trade Commission, represent what I believe to be a respect for the rule of law and an understanding that the FCC is authorized to act only within the bounds of the laws passed by Congress." Sullivan noted that for decades, the internet has grown and thrived under a light-touch regulatory framework that has had bipartisan support. Republican Representative Don Young's spokeswoman, Murphy McCullough, Senator Young understands that this is an important issue and will be paying close attention to the implementation of the new guidelines. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski could not be reached for comment. One of Alaska's central internet and telecom providers, GCI, released a statement Thursday afternoon speaking against the decision. In the statement, GCI says it has always been committed to an open internet that gives customers the freedom to be in charge of the online experience. The Fairbanks branch of Paws for Purple Hearts is graduating its first Veterans Service Dog. The national nonprofit organization provides service dogs for disabled veterans, and it involves them in dog training as a form of therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Annie, the yellow Labrador, is paired with Iraq War veteran Jeff Bizarro of Fairbanks. They've been tethered together by leash for the last 2 weeks, the final stage of their Paws for Purple Hearts training.
We spend 24/7 together, and wherever I go, she goes. And that includes shower, bathroom, the bed, all that. So it's a whole new relationship, and those intimate moments happen.
Annie is attentive but calm as Bizarro goes about the daily routine of cleaning her ears, brushing her fur and teeth, and filing her nails.
It really helps with the bonding process, too.
Yeah, she trusts you.
The daily grooming.
During 3 years of training, like all Paws for Purple Hearts dogs, Annie has learned over 100 commands.
Get you a bottle of water, pick up your cell phone, your keys, turn lights, and open handicap doors by pressing the buttons. Same with elevators. There's a whole sequence we do with elevators. Annie, up, switch. Good girl. Thank you.
The commands are communicated verbally and written.
These dogs can read, which is the cool part.
Annie responds to cue cards with words like sit written on them, but her abilities and relationship with Bizarro transcend performing tasks.
The emotions travel down this leash, so to speak, through this leash to her from me.
Bizarro's connection with Annie enables her to respond when he has an episode triggered by post-traumatic stress disorder.
If I'm having a difficult time, she recognizes that, and she'll come up and either nudge me, or if I'm lying down, she'll do what she was trained to do, which is called lay on, putting pressure on my chest, which keeps me grounded. It brings me back to the here and now, in other words, so I'm not having a meltdown.
Bizarro says Annie is better than any other treatment he's received for his traumatic brain injuries and PTSD.
I went through the VA process for years, and I did all the things they told me to do and took all the pills they told me to take. And some of it actually made the matters, my symptoms worse. So I always tell veterans that I meet, PAWS works a lot better than pills.
As the first graduates of Fairbanks PAWS for Purple Hearts, Bizarro says he and Annie will remain connected to the organization, spreading word about its programs and helping other veterans learn to train dogs. Four other local clients are in the process of getting service dogs, and over 40 Alaska veterans are involved with dog training. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
A Fairbanks pilot is charged with flying without a license and obstructing a crash investigation. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 60-year-old Forrest Kirst faces two counts of obstructing a National Transportation Safety Board investigation of a plane crash near Adigan Pass in the Brooks Range on August 24, 2014. Kirst, who was piloting the aircraft, and three passengers were injured in the accident. One of the passengers died as a result of crash injuries 35 days after the incident. The federal government alleges that Kirst misled the NTSB about the plane's altitude and other information related to what happened prior to the impact. Kirst faces a maximum 5 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine if convicted. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.